This is KNBA News. I'm Daisha Eaton, in for Jocelyn Estes. Experts from around the world are gathering in Anchorage this week to talk about providing healthy water and sewer services in remote Arctic communities. The three-day conference started Monday. It's hosted by the Arctic Council and looks at innovative approaches to solving a problem which plagues the entire Arctic region. In the far north, conventional approaches to water and sewer supply and management either don't work, are unsustainable, or are too expensive. The teams participating in the Alaska Water and Sewer Challenge, organized by the state, will also be showcasing their preliminary prototypes. The program is part of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's research effort to develop more affordable drinking water and sewer services for rural Alaska. The DEC is hosting an opportunity for Alaska tribes to respond to solutions brought forth at the conference on Thursday. An Anchorage author delivered a keynote address at Four Directions, a problem gambling and health awareness conference hosted by the Clearwater Casino Resort and the Suquamish Tribe recently. Dr. Marianne Roland, founder of the Anchorage-based White Raven Center, stressed the importance of taking responsibility for ourselves as we heal addictions and recover from the effects of emotional and psychological trauma. Roland says she and Floyd Guthrie, who is Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian, and a facilitator at White Raven Center, told the story of the White Raven. Roland says she first heard the story while working in Western Alaska.
One of the first prophecies that I heard came from the Yupik people in the Western region, that in the beginning we had this eye of awareness that was wide open. Raven was white in the beginning, which was a symbol of our connection to the spirit world. And then as alcohol was introduced, our eye of awareness slammed shut. And as that happened, Raven assumed the shadow of darkness.
Roland says that as people heal, the prophecy will be fulfilled.
The prophecy says that as we, as human beings, awaken again to our own spirituality, that Raven will turn white. And of course, we all know that there's been sightings of White Raven for many years now.
Conference participants were also invited to try out a method of addressing trauma and reconnecting with self that Roland helped pioneer. In addition, she released advanced copies of her new book. A joint task force of North Dakota and federal officials is investigating a clash between Dakota Access Pipeline protesters and private security guards earlier this month. The Morton County Sheriff's Department is heading up the probe of the September 3rd incident, after which security guards and protesters reported injuries. Tribal officials say about 30 protesters were pepper sprayed, and some were bitten by dogs at the construction site near the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. The task force includes members of the Morton and Mercer County Sheriff's Departments, the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Morton County Sheriff says the BIA is representing Native American tribes. A North Dakota state agency that regulates private investigation and security firms is also looking into the incident. Hundreds, sometimes thousands of people from around the country have gathered at the encampment north of Standing Rock Indian Reservation in North Dakota over the past few weeks to protest the construction of the four-state $3.8 billion pipeline. This year's Alaska Permanent Fund check is expected to be about $1,000, but the state plans to make the exact figure known on Friday. State officials will reveal the exact figure on the governor's website on Friday morning. For KNBA, I'm Daisha Eaton.